Blog Talk Radio.
Just say one.
Just say one.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, where we come forth on this evening once again to continue reading the Word of God in the name of Jesus. From the King James Version, praise God, we're currently in Judges, the book of Judges, as we are reading from Genesis to Revelations, praise God. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And first, I want to say I praise and glorify and honor my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. And I also want to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. And then I also want to say hello to all those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, those that are listening in California, those that are listening out in Georgia, those that are listening out in Mexico. God bless you. I see you out there, Hollywood. Hollywood, praise God. Once again, we thank you for joining us on today as we continue forth reading the Word of God. We do truly want to take a moment of prayer to acknowledge God in the name of Jesus for continuing being on the throne. Let us pray. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on today, we pause for a moment to say thank you for your grace, mercy, and your love. We thank you, Father God, as to our obedience continues to press on and move forward one day at a time. Lord God, we ask that we decrease continuously, humbling ourselves as we ask and continuing forgiveness of sins that we might commit knowingly or unknowingly. As we continue giving you praise, we ask, God, that you make the crooked edges straight, make the rough edges smooth, make those dark edges light again in Jesus' name. Heal the sick. Heal my brother's wife, O God. Heal my brother's baby, O God, in the name of Jesus. Bring forth a cover of protection upon Minister Elder Orlander, Father God. We pray in the name of Jesus for my brother's wife, in the name of Jesus, and his child. We pray for those that are less fortunate than ourselves. We pray for the families and the families of husbands and wives that are having a difficult time communicating one to another. We pray, asking that, God, you bring forth forgiveness upon anything that may have been said that brought forth disrespect towards any part. We ask that you forgive them. In Jesus' name, we ask in the name of Jesus for anyone who is physically harmed or hurt anyone. We ask that you forgive them for the sins that they've done and lashed out on, for they know not what it is that they do. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus that the power for anointing continue to rain upon those, Father God, that are struggling with addiction, oh God, those that have issues with crack cocaine or alcohol or marijuana, God. We pray for deliverance in Jesus' name. We trust you, Father God, for a new day. We trust you, God, for a new attitude. We thank you, God, for carrying us thus far. We ask that you forgive us for our defects of characters. Deliver us from our defects of characters. Oh, God, we pray that you deliver us in the name of Jesus from our shortcomings, oh, God. We once again give you praise. We once again give you honor as we continue to recognize that you prefer sacrifice, not sacrifice. You prefer commitment for commitment. And you also acknowledge sacrifice, but yet we know that we trust you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. And as we make mention, it is important to understand, yes, God does prefer commitment rather than sacrifice. And yet we do acknowledge that the sacrifices that we make are also as important. We have to be willing to sacrifice things as onto ourselves that we are so accustomed to, that we're so used to, that have us in a comfort zone. I'm coming forward to you today with the continued commitment of reading the Word of God, because God has brought me a long way. And many of you out there, I see that God has brought you equally a long way, that though our struggles and our battles may have been different, we both yet still were on the battlefield. And we thank God for allowing us to make it thus far. Today is a new day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. There's somebody out there that needs to say that on today. You're going through a difficult time. You don't know what tomorrow might bring, and you're having a hard time sleeping at night. Your times are off. Your attitude is thrown off. Well, you trust God that he's a God that will change you. He's a God that will sustain you, just as he's done the Israelites, as the stiff-necked people who went in to see the promised land. But the promise was to obey God's ordinances, to obey God's laws, and recognize that there be no other gods before him, that we have a responsibility. Yes, that's a responsibility. That's you, 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 and you as professing a child of the Most High God or a man of God or a woman of God. The important thing is that we sell out to God, that we surrender our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God, which is the reasonable service. The Word of God acknowledges that we are not to be conformed to this world, but yet to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. This is where we must read the Word of God. That's how we take and labor reading the Word of God. I read to you. You may listen, but yet it's imperative that the Word of God says that we have to study the Word to show thyself approved unto God. Workmen need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. It's in that where it's not about you, what you heard, it's about what you know, because it's the Spirit of God, which is of God, that brings all things to remembrance. And you must have the Spirit of God in you to understand when God is giving you understanding, when God is speaking to you. You have to know the voice of God. You have to know what thus saith the Lord. And in the name of Jesus, the only way that we're able to do as such is being born again. Being born again. So once again, we recognize accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, believing that he died, that he was crucified, went to a borrowed tomb, and on the third day he rose and now sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding on behalf of crack cocaine, interceding on behalf of prostitution, interceding on behalf of brokenness and homelessness and being afraid. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it, in Jesus' name. So as we read the Word of God, we're reading as though we are not the only ones that have gone through what you're going through. For what's transpiring on today has happened years among years ago, far before the crucifixion of Christ. And yet this is why we must understand. The only way that we can come into understanding of the Word of God is by being born again. Satan, that's Lucifer, the devil, was an archangel. He was an angel fallen from heaven. And we'll read about that in the book of Revelation. But the important thing is, as we read the Word of God, get and understand what God is saying to you. Today is not a mistake. You're not hearing the words coming out of my mouth that's speaking plainly on my knowledge, while me. But I'm allowing God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to speak through me. Hallelujah. Let us read. We're currently in the book of Judges, chapter 21. And as we've gone through, the Exodus. We've gone through the taking out of slavery. We've gone through famine. We've gone through the plagues. We've gone through the destruction, the death, the going against God and turning back on God. We've covered making golden images of God in the name of Jesus, the golden calf. Come on, somebody got a golden calf out there that are gods. And we're to a point where now God's given the instruction as how the main thing that we need the opportunity to acknowledge is that God says in his commandments that we ought to have no other gods before him, and that, too, we ought to love the Lord that God with all of our mind, heart, soul, and strength. This is an important thing. We have to love our enemies after we love ourselves, but the important thing is loving the Lord thy God, giving him our all. Same thing. Are you giving him your all? We're coming to 21, where the Benjamites are wives of the Benjamites. And we're going to understand how the men of Israel went through the battles and commitments that God had given from above. Let us read. Now the men of Israel had sworn in Mizpah, saying,
"Thus shall not any of us give us his daughter unto the Benjamin to wife."
And the people came to the house of God and abode there till evening before God, and lifted up their voices and wept sore, and said,
"O God of Israel, why is this come to pass in Israel, that there should be today one tribe lacking in Israel?"
On the morrow, that the people rose early and both built there an altar and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. And the children of Israel said,
"Who is there among all the tribes of Israel that come not up with the congregation unto the Lord?" For they had made a great oath concerning him that came not up to the Lord to Mizpah, saying, "He shall surely be put to death."
But the children of Israel repented them from Benjamin, their brother, and said,
"There is one tribe cut off from Israel this day. How should we do for wives for them that remain, seeing we have sworn by the Lord that we will not give them our daughters to wives?"
And they said,
"What one is there of the tribes of Israel that came not up to Mizpah to the Lord? And behold, there came none to the camp from Jabesh Gilead to the assembly."
For the people were numbered, and behold, there were none of the inhabitants of the Jabesh Gilead there. And the congregation sent thither 12,000 men of the Philistines, the valiantest, and commanded them, saying,
"Go and smite the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead with the edge of the sword, with the women and the children.
And this is the thing that ye shall do: ye shall utterly destroy every male and every woman that hath lain by man." And they found among the inhabitants of the Jabesh Gilead 400 young virgins that had known no man by lying with any male. And they brought them unto the camp of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan. And the whole congregation sent some to speak to the children of Benjamin that were in the rock Ramon, and to call peaceable unto them. And Benjamin came again
at that time, and they gave them wives, which they had saved alive of the women of Jabesh Gilead, and yet so they sufficed then not. Then the people repented them from Benjamin, because that the Lord had made a breach in the tribes of Israel. Now the elders of the congregation said, how shall we do for wives for them that remain, seeing the women are destroyed out of Benjamin? And they said, there must be an inheritance for them that be escaped to Benjamin, that a tribe be not destroyed out of Israel. Howbeit, we may not give them wives or our daughters, for the children of Israel have sworn, saying, cursed be he that giveth a wife to Benjamin. Then they said, behold, there is a feast of the Lord in Shiloh yearly, in the place which is on the north side of Bethel, on the east side of the highway of the goeth up from Bethel to Shechem, and on the south side of Lebanon. Therefore they commanded the children of Benjamin, saying, go and lie in wait in the vineyards, and see, and behold, if the daughters of Shiloh come out to dance and dances, then come ye out of the vineyards, and catch ye every man his wife of the daughter of Shiloh, and go to the land of Benjamin. And it shall be, when the fathers of the brethren came unto us to complain, that we will say unto them by favorable unto them for our sake, because we reserve not to each man his wife in war, and ye did not give unto them at this time, that ye should be guilty. And the children of Benjamin did so, and took wives according to the number of them that danced, whom they caught, that they went and returned unto their inheritance, and repaired the cities, and dwelt in them. And the children of Israel departed thence at the time. Every man of Israel departed thence at time, every man to his tribe and his family. And they went out from tents, every man to his inheritance. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Praise God. Judges, we just finished, and now we're going to continue with Ruth, chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife was Naomi, and the name of his two sons was Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrahites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with two sons. And they took them wives of the woman of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years.
and Mahalan and Chilion died, also both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant ye that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughter. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Go ye. Stay for them for having husbands. Nay, my daughters, for the grieveth me much for your sakes. To the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Oprah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth cleave unto her. And she said, behold, my daughter, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto the people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee, for whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. There thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also I ought but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she lifted, speaking unto her, said, I too went unto they come to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. They said, is this Naomi? And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara. For the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me again, home again empty. Why then call me Naomi? Seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me. And Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley season. Chapter 2. Ruth. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, in the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth, the Moabitess, said unto Naomi,
let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn before him, and in whose sight I shall find grace.
And she said unto her, go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and her hat on a part of the field beginning unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless you. Then said Boaz unto the servants that were set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it is the Moabitess damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among them shells. So she came and hath continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not and glean in another field, neither go from hence, that abode here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young man that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art young, athirst, go into the vessels and drink of that which the young man have drawn. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground, and said unto him, why should I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath clearly been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother, and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto the people which thou knowest not heretofore. The Lord recompensed thy work, and a full reward is been given thee by the Lord of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to thirst. Then she said, let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for thou hast comforted me, and for thou hast spoken friendly unto thy handmaid. Thou, and be not like unto one of thine handmaids. And Boaz said unto her, at mealtime come thou hither and eat of the bread and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat and was sufficed and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young man, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves, and report her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. So she gleaned in the field until evening and beat out that she had gleaned. And it was about an inch of barley. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw that she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, "Where hast thou gleaned today, and where routest thou? Blessed by he that did take knowledge of thee." And she showed her mother-in-law the wound she had wrought, and said, "The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz." And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, "Blessed be the Lord, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and the dead." And Naomi said unto her, "The man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen." And Ruth the Moabite said, "He said unto me also, thou should keep fast by my young men unto until they have ended all my harvest." And Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, that they may meet thee not in any other field." So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of the barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. That concludes the reading of Ruth chapter 2 and the reading of Judges. We will pick up on Ruth chapter 3 as we continue forth reading the Word of God. I want to thank you for joining us on today. I want to let you know that I love you. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. Be safe.
This song says, "God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go." Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, "Thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me." Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go.